feeling young inside. You know, lately there isn't an older woman I meet that doesn't say, I feel much younger than I look. And when I see photographs of myself or videotapes of TV programs I've appeared on, I simply can't relate to the images I see. I feel so much younger inside than the images show. I'm not aging on the inside. And you know, I think we've all had that experience at one time or another, including Mae Sarton, who wrote in her journal entitled At 70, that 70 must seem extremely old to my young friends, but I actually feel much younger than I did 6 years ago. A devotional book I once read talked about being aware of what young really is. That young is eager, curious, dauntless, willing to explore, to struggle, to be foolish as the world goes, caring, trusting, open, and brave. But let me tell you, being an older woman is all of those things as well, except for maybe being foolish, but then again. Regardless of what the outside looks like, inner beauty is a beacon. Like a beam of light that reveals something undeniable about your core. And that beam can brighten your entire self, creating a definition of beauty broader than anything that preceded it. So, what is this light? More than any other quality, I think it's the ability to experience pleasure that makes you desirable and beautiful. Like pleasure in your work, your friends, in the foods you eat, pleasure in your everyday tasks. Isn't it a person's unconscious pleasure in herself and her outright pleasure in others that allows her to lean forward and let go and makes the rest of us want to lean in toward her, wanting to connect? Now, if beauty comes from the core, then what part do our looks actually play? Should we just nurture and support our inner selves and forget about the outside? We make a mistake if we see inner beauty and outer beauty as somehow antithetical, demanding that inner loveliness stand on its own without even moisturizer or a bit of blush. Self-nurturance doesn't negate self-worth, it feeds it. The older woman with inner beauty knows this, and she's resolute. She has made tough choices to become who she is. We appear much more beautiful and youthful to others if we can say, here I am, with all my flaws, passions, vices. Show me inner beauty, and I'll show you a woman who has rid herself of the superfluous, both inside and out, kept what she needs, refused the rest, and regretted nothing. This culling, often called centering, is at the heart of every system of spiritual enlightenment I know. And the result is what finally accounts for inner beauty's insistent glow, no matter what your age.